Jai Sri Krishna. In the first segment, we saw a brief outline of Arjuna's confusion on what is Dharma and how Krishna used Arjuna to give the world a great text. Now let us see the significance of Gita, or to put it in a better way, Gita Mahima. Usually a Grantha's greatness depends on three attributes or characteristic or distinctiveness, which is called as the Vailakshanya. These three are the Prabandha Vailakshanya, Vaktru Vailakshanya and Vishaya Vailakshanya. Prabandha Vailakshanya is about the composition, what makes the composition stand out. Vaktru Vailakshanya talks about the greatness of the composer, the person who compose this Prabandha, and the Vishaya Vailakshanya, the distinctiveness of the subject matter of the composition. Now let's view in brief what each of this Vailakshanya stands for. Prabandha Vailakshanya. This is the very essence of Mahabharata in addition to Vishnu Sahasranam. There is a Shastra Vakya which Adi Shankara Bhagavat Pada had quoted in his Vishnu Sahasranama Bhashya. He says, Vedeshu Paurusham Suktam Dharma Shastreshu Manavam Bharate Bhagavad Gita Puraneshu Cha Vaishnavam. That is, like Purusha Suktam is the essence of all Vedas, Manusmriti, essence of all Dharma Shastra, Vishnu Puran as the essence of all Puran, so also Bhagavad Gita is the essence of Mahabharata. It is also called as Anati Vistaram, that is, neither too long nor too short. Also, there is a popular phrase which says, Gita Ganga Gayatri Govinda Chatur Gagara Sanjukte Punarjanmana Vidyate. So, we see the Prabandha Vailakshanya in so many words expressed across the texts and scriptures. What is Vaktru Vailakshanya? Vaktru Vailakshanya is the greatness of the person giving the Prabandha or the text or the composition. In this case, is it Krishna or should we credit Vedavyasa? It is Krishna, of course. Gita Sugita Kartavyam Kimanyaihi Shastra Sangraha Yasvayam Padmanabhasya Mukha Padmanapat Vinishrita. It is coming from his divine utterance. Padmanabhasya Mukha Padmanat Vinishrita. That's what it says. The Gita is composed in Anushtup Chandaha. It has 32 Chandas. Very simply speaking, 8 words are equal to 1 Pada. 4 Pada is equal to 1 Chandaha. The full rote recitation would take about 2 hours of 700 Shlokas. Krishna had granted this to Arjuna through his Sankalpa. We also saw yesterday that Arjuna is not an inferior person but endowed with mighty qualities. And Krishna being the Supreme Being, this subject matter could have been passed on to him, transmitted to him in even time. So, we can also say Shrotru Vailakshanya, that is the greatness of the listener here being Arjuna. Now let us see what is Vishaya Vailakshanya. After having given all the Gita to Arjuna, Krishna now says about with whom to share it. It's ironical. Did Krishna put Arjuna through such a great test that he gave him his treasure? And now he's asking Arjuna to put people to test before he passes on this great message to the people. But then we would not have got this if Krishna put Arjuna to test, if he had not used Arjuna as a pretext. If at all for one reason Krishna gave it, it could be that he could never see Draupadi with unkempt hair. And Draupadi had taken a vow not to tie her hair till Dushasana is punished. Moving on. Bhagavad Gita is also one of the three important treatises that all Acharya have written commentary on. The three are called as the Prasthana Traya. The first one being Upanishad, second Brahma Sutra, and the third Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita reveals the tattva, the truth. The hita means to attain the truth to a person who wants to know. Though Gita does not talk about the purushartha, that is what to do having attained the truth. Normally in the material world, tattva, hita, purushartha are different to each other. That means we might be pursuing one thing and we might be adopting some other method to pursue the tattva, and our goal would be something different from what we are pursuing here. Whereas in the spiritual world, especially with respect to Gita, all the three are aligned and the same. The tattva is the truth being, the supreme being, the hita being the upaya, or what you call as means to attain him, also depends upon him, and the purushartha, what is to be achieved by doing this, is also about him. Bhagavad Gita has 18 chapters, each chapter with a specific theme. These 18 chapters can be categorized into three hexads, the three parts. The first hexad talks about the jnana and karma, that is jnana karmatmike nishtha, which is about atma sakshatkar, for which karma jnana yoga serves as the stepping stone. The second hexad, or second set of six chapters, talks about paramatma sakshatkar and bhakti yoga. And the third hexad, the subjects of atma, prakriti and paramatma mentioned in the first and the second hexad are further examined in detail, along with the disquisitions on how the gunas of prakriti bind the atman, and it ends with the assertion of the supremacy of devotion to the one Vasudeva and self-surrender to him as the right royal road to moksha. I'll just read out the chapters and what it has. Now, the first hexad, or called as the Prathama Shadgam, has got six chapters. Arjuna Vishada Yoga, the despondency of Arjuna, or his spiritual conversion through sorrow. Second being Sankhya Yoga, communion through knowledge. Third is Karma Yoga, communion through action. Then Jnana Karma Sanyasa Yoga, renunciation of action and knowledge. Sanyasa Yoga, communion through renunciation. Dhyana Yoga, communion through meditation. The second Shadgam, or second Hexad, which is called as the Madhyama Shadgam, we have got next set of six chapters. Jnana Vijnana Yoga, that is communion through knowledge and realization. Akshara Brahma Yoga, the way to the imperishable Brahman. Raja Vidya Rajakya Yoga, the sovereign science and the sovereign secret. Vibhuti Yoga, manifestations of the divine glories. Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga, the vision of the cosmic form. And Bhakti Yoga, communion through devotion. The third hexad, or the Antima Shadgam, has the next six chapters. Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga Yoga, that is differentiation of the knower and the known. Gunatraya Vibhaga Yoga, division according to the three gunas. Purushottama Yoga, the mystery of the all-pervading person, the supreme person. Daivashura Sampat Vibhaga Yoga, the divine and the demonic types. Shraddhatraya Vibhaga Yoga, three aspects of faith, or rather Shraddhataya Vibhaga Yoga, three aspects of faith, and Moksha Sanyasa Yoga, liberation through renunciation. So, with this I come to the end of second segment. I will be continuing more in extrapolating chapter by chapter in coming series. One error which I had mentioned in the previous recording, I had mentioned eight Akshohanis for Pandavas, There is a slight correction. It is 7. Thank you very much.